Welcome back. I look forward to our visit today.
Thank
How
you
are you?
Very much. I'm doing well.
Good.
Nice to have a chance to come back and talk to you. So
last time you were in, we talked about the bridge and it turning 100 and the book, The Bridge We Built.
Yep.
And I hope that event sold some books and got some people interested in the story that you put together with Lois.
I think it absolutely did. We don't make money off the books anymore, so I can't keep track of that. But I do know that for a long time after that, I had people saying, where can I get a book? Where can I get a book? And I kept just saying, read the book, read the book, read the book. So you can always get it at the library, by the way, speaking of libraries, which we will be soon.
Yes. So. Yeah, we're going to talk about an event at the library coming up tomorrow. And it's a musical event, so we want to visit about that. But a couple of other things first, just to find out more about your past. I know that you used to have a connection to this radio station, right?
It is true.
What did you do here?
When I came here to Yankton College in the fall of 1969, I had already been working at the radio station in my hometown of Mobridge, South Dakota. So I went to the different radio stations here, basically WNAX and KYNT, and said, do you have anything for me? And KYNT said, yeah, we could figure out something to do with you. So I, honestly, it was so long ago, I barely remember. But I did, I wrote ads, I did newscasts, I did this, I was news director one summer when the regular person, Helen Light, at that time was gone. I did, had a couple of shifts, you know, in the evenings and filled in where needed. And I was just a radio person.
And I know you're out there listening. Thanks for listening to KYNT. We appreciate all of our listeners. And I know that you're very involved with Yankton United Church of Christ Congregational.
Yep.
And I'm just kind of wondering what else. What else have you done or would people find interesting in your life here in Yankton?
Usually the thing I pull out that I think people would be most interested in and surprised about is that I used to be a DJ. I mean, you know, that's usually the one that surprises people. But I've done a lot of things over the years. I actually worked for the library for a while. I was a minister. I taught college. I've done just all kinds of things. I've written some books, as you know. But one of my main focuses, I have to say, all through my life has been singing. I love to sing. And so one of the appeals for the Yankton United Church of Christ for me is that we have this tremendous choir still, when a lot of churches don't even have choirs anymore. So that's one of my focuses.
Well,
I've been singing.
To Ted and Jennifer and to you, thanks for all the musical things that you bring to Yankton and to the church. We appreciate it.
It's always been an important part of that church, partly because of its connection to Yankton College, where music was a key part of that. And so we'll just keep doing music as long as we're out there to do them.
Well, that's the subject of today's talk. I hope I'm saying it right. Mirabile?
Mirabile.
Yeah, Kathy, I wasn't even close.
Don't worry. We've heard way worse than that.
I wasn't even close on that. So it's a choral event coming up tomorrow evening at the library. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We are so excited about doing this. Mirabile is a group that's been around now for 14 years. I have to just say before I forget that there have been moments when we've regretted naming ourselves that because no one can pronounce it or spell it. But we've stuck with it. And just so people always ask, what does it mean? It means wonderful in Latin. And we think it's wonderful to be able to sing together. We always say very quickly, we're not saying we're wonderful. We're saying it's wonderful that we get to sing together and that we get to sing for other people. And that's one of the exciting things about tomorrow night is that we will be singing at the library at 7:00.
Do you have to sing quietly? Do you have to kind of whisper?
You know,
the library?
People have asked me that. Who gives you permission to sing out loud in the library? Well, we have permission. In fact, an invitation, and they wanted to be sure we would come and do it. So they even promised root beer floats for everybody afterwards. So I mean, if you can sit through the music, even if you're not a big fan, hey. There's root beer floats at the end of the day. So
well, the concert starts at 7.
Yep.
How long do you anticipate the music goes?
Yeah, probably about 45 minutes. That's typically
Perfect.
What we do. The group started actually at the Yankton United Church of Christ. Four of us were in the choir at that time. This was in 2011. And we have special music during the summer when the choir is not singing. And I had a piece of music that I'd picked up many years before that I'd always wanted to find a group to sing with. And I thought, you know, I'm going to ask a couple of other people from the choir and see if we can work on this and put it together. And so I did. And so Jennifer Powell and Celia Minor, who sadly is no longer with us, Mary Pat Byerly and I, got together as a quartet, and we started about this time of year, 2011, to learn this quite complicated piece of music. And we got it ready, and we sang it at the church in August of 2011. And we had so much fun singing together, working on difficult music. I mean, there are music degrees in this group. I mean, I don't have one, but people who really know what they're doing and people who love to sing. And when we got done, we said, we don't want to stop, but maybe we should see if we can get a few more people to join with us so that, you know, we'll have a little bit more, a few more opportunities, and if one of us can't be there, we can still sing, that kind of thing. So we went out and found four more people that we knew of who were very musically talented, and started 14 years ago this coming fall, and started out, we first called ourselves Women of a Certain Age, because none of us were under 50. That's not quite true. We did let two junior members in who were in their late 40s because we really wanted their talents.
And I bet they loved being called junior members, yeah. In their upper 40s.
We still, one of them is still part of the group, and she will be actually celebrating her 62nd birthday on tomorrow when we're singing. So we're all over 50 now, and then some. But we still just love to sing together. And we are so looking forward to being at the library. That's a first for us. Like you said, you know, people are supposed to be quiet in libraries. But they knew they were going to be doing this Color Our World theme for the summer, and they wanted to do some arts things with that, and they've had a painter there, a wonderful painter, and some other things, and wanted to do something with music and asked if we would and could. And we said, absolutely. So we've been working on a program that I think will be kind of fun. Not maybe instinctively you wouldn't look at the music that we've chosen and say, oh, Color Our World, but we'll make it. We'll make it work. You just have to wait and see how.
Is there one piece in particular that you're really looking forward to singing?
You know, we really love all the music we do, and we do all kinds of stuff. I mean, we're doing Beatles, we're doing Mamas and Papas, we're doing folk songs, we're doing songs from other countries, but I would say that the piece that I'm most looking forward to doing is called What Happens When a Woman, and it's about when women take power, what happens. Again, a very complicated one. We've been working on it for a while, and we wondered if we were really ready to bring it out for an audience, and we decided this would be the perfect audience. And so what we're going to do, and be warned, if you're coming, you're going to help us. You are going to help us learn this piece. I don't want to explain any more than that, but you're going to have a little part to play in it so that we can keep together and do what we're doing, and just see how it goes. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that one turns out.
And thanks for telling us all about it. It's tomorrow night at the library at 7, and they've got root beer floats. And can I have one more chance at saying the name right?
Yes, you
may. All right, I think I can do it. Mirabile.
Yes, you
all
did
right.
It.
Yeah, you've educated me. Thank you. Thank you.
It's my goal.
I bet you could still DJ and host a show on the radio. You're a great guest. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.